Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Let's go to that Fireball VIP line. He is a CU legend. He is Darian Hagan. Join us here, Nick and Cecil. Darian, good evening and welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening. Thank you guys for having me.
Always great talking football with you, Darian. And I will say this, Philip Lindsay. We started the campaign, feed Phil, pay Phil, get it done. Just what a special talent, a special young man. Your history, your relationship with Philip Lindsay, you know, give us a story or a special moment when you knew this kid's something special.
Well, I remember, you know, I get to work about 5:30 in the morning. And I got to work at 5:30 in the morning, and I walk in the training room, and Phil's in the training room stretching. And then he started doing these karate moves, and I'm like, what is this dude doing? And so I started laughing. So then he goes in the corner and sits Indian style and starts praying. And then he starts crying. And I'm like, what? So I run up to him. I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you? And he goes, he started laughing. He goes, Coach, that's how I get it into my, I guess his costume or whatever. His routine every day, and it was amazing just watching him. And then I look forward to, you know, watching him every day do that. And I knew that when that dude stepped in the meeting room, he was serious. When he stepped on the football field, he was serious. And I knew he would make it just because, you know, he had that desire. You know, you don't see that in a lot of kids.
Darren, when you look at, you know, Philip Lindsay from his CU days to his first two seasons with the Denver Broncos, what has he really changed in his game that now has made him kind of one of those big heroes here in Broncos country?
I think that he knows that, you know, he's a really good football player, so he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. And, you know, he's done an amazing job. And he's playing out of his mind just because he thinks that he's a guy that's not respected. You know, but I think the world of Phil, you know, Phil is an awesome kid. You know, I shouldn't say kid, he's an awesome man, you know, but he's a guy that just has strong desire, strong will, and you can't not root for a guy like that.
Right. Got that heart, got that energy, and got that chip on his shoulder. It is Philip Lindsay. We're talking to Darian Hagan, CU legend here on our VIP line. And, Darian, people may say, oh, well, Philip Lindsay will struggle to catch the ball. I don't look at it that way. I thought last year some of the drops were due to him maybe trying to do a little bit too much because he's, you know, everything for that offense. When you hear people say that, oh, Philip Lindsay can't catch the ball, that's why they got Melvin Gordon. What do you say to that?
They don't know what they're talking about.
Wait. Say that again.
They don't know what they're talking about.
All right, there we go.
You know, because I can tell you this. When he was at CU, he fumbled one time in 2 years that I was coaching him. He never dropped passes. You know, but again, I can see what you guys seen, and that was he was trying too hard. You know, I think he was trying to make plays on a struggling offense, and you know, he wanted to be the guy that did that. And when you do that, you kind of like, you know, not playing within yourself. And that's when, you know, you have mistakes and stuff.
So now the Broncos have a new offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, right? And he's coming in. He's never really coached Philip Lindsay, but he just watched him on tape. If you had to give him some kind of advice, what would you say is the best way to utilize the skill set of Philip Lindsay?
Feed Phil. give him the rock. Put him in every situation, every creative formation you can that you're going to utilize his talent, and feed him. Because that dude, he's going to deliver.
Yeah, that's what Philip Lindsay does. Darian Hagan, CU legend, joining us on Nick and Cecil. And Darian, I have to ask you, because Mike Pritchard, one of my best friends, and I love the guy. Uh-huh. I love everything that you guys did back in the day. As someone who grew up in Colorado and played a state championship game with, you know, as much CU gear as Chassa would allow me to wear underneath my jersey. Like, I love seeing you guys getting it done at the highest level. But when you see the RPO that has infiltrated today's game, do you ever just go like, oh, this isn't new? I remember Pritch always saying, like, we did that, you know, 30 years ago, and now RPO, it's like the new thing in the NFL. It's like, nah, it's just football, man.
Right, right. It's just football. Only thing different is we did it from under center, and these guys doing it from pistol.
Right.
And, you know, it's nothing really different. You know, you get people who, you know, they'll say, I designed this play, I designed that play. No, you didn't. That play was done in the early 70s when Daryl Royal was running it at Texas.
When you see the success of Philip Lindsay as an undrafted player coming out of CU, what has that done for the program as far as recruiting efforts?
Well, it's done a lot. You know, I tell you this: when I recruit running backs, man, first thing I tell them is, I say, you know Philip Lindsay? They go, I know the name. I say, he's the Broncos running back, and they go, oh yeah. I say, I coached him, I recruited him. I said, you know, you guys come here, you can come here and do the same thing that Phil did. You know, so it helps a lot that he's a guy that he's not going to get in trouble. He's going to do the right thing. You know, he's going to be a role model. And I utilize that in recruiting for the simple fact that when you pick kids for your program, you want them to idolize somebody. You want them to remind you of somebody. And when I go out and look at running backs, I make sure that they remind me of Philip Lindsay.
Mm. Big things popping up there in Boulder. Darian Hagan, of course, running backs coach, assistant coach as well. Carl Durrell, new head coach. Mm-hmm. Tell our listening audience your history with Carl and just what he's going to bring to the program up there.
Well, he's going to bring stability. You know, he's not looking to go anywhere. He wants this to be his last job. And, you know, Coach Durrell, he's a really, really good guy. He's a competitor. He wants to shape this program like it was when we were playing, and that's his goal. And he preaches that every day. And, you know, I'm not a betting man, but I'll bet on this, that he's going to get it done.
Mm. I'll tell you what, and speaking of getting it done, I need you to do me a big solid and clear the air on a question I get asked all the time. And you're the best person to answer this question. The year is 1990.
I can't believe you're going here, Nick.
What are you talking about?
I can't believe you're going here.
Can I ask you?
Put the yellow jacket away for just a little bit. We're talking to a Buff legend, man.
Can I just ask a question, Sisu?
Ask it.
Yes, thank you. So the year is 1990, and there are two teams that have, you know, outstanding seasons, but they're sharing this one title. Now, from your perspective, which team really deserves to win that coveted spot as being the number one team in college football?
University of Colorado.
Okay, see, you thought I was going in a different direction. I just wanted him to honestly answer the question from his perspective. That's all I wanted.
You know, Tom Osborne had a burr under his saddle about CU beating him, man.
Yeah,
That's why he voted for Ja Tech.
That's why he voted. Exactly. That's why he voted against us, because we went down there and smoked them, and they came down here and smoked them. So he was upset. He was like, oh, man, we lost to Colorado? You know, but, hey, Colorado, we were tough, man. We had some good, you know, good players. We had great coaches, man. And we were determined. We wanted to leave a mark, leave a legacy, you know, in college football. And that's all we thought about. And, you know, I tell guys all the time, when you play for one another, don't play just for yourself. Then you got something cooking. That's what we had.
Right. Darian Hagan, CU legend. Nick Ferguson, Mr. Georgia Tech yellow jacket over there. Darian, when's EB going to be a head coach, man? I'm actually shocked that somebody didn't scoop him up already. I mean, he's grown. He's matured. And I always tell people this, because Nick was sharing a story where EB was chewing out Adrian Peterson because Nick was getting in his kitchen, and EB didn't like that when he was running back coach of the Vikings. That's, you know, classic EB. But I remember when Travis Kelce pushed him last year, and I was like, oh, don't do that, don't do that. And EB kept his cool, man. Like, so he's grown, he's matured, he's right there, he should be a head coach already. When's it going to happen, man? We're going to see Eric Bieniemy a head coach in the NFL.
You know what? You know, he. I think he had an opportunity to, you know, be a head coach here. I think he I know for a fact he'll get an NFL head job. And this is what I think. I'm just predicting. I'm predicting that when Andy Reid retires, the enemy takes over the reins.
Okay.
That's what I'm predicting.
I can definitely easily see that for sure, because most people don't like to give EB credit because they say, well, it's all Andy Reid. But, I mean, I know people, too, and the individuals I've spoken to, it's like it's a collaborative effort. So at some point, the league is going to recognize his ability, and it definitely will happen once, you know, Andy Reid leaves. And, you know, coming back to football, and we're getting kind of getting back to sports, and I love that idea. But college football is going through something a little different, and I don't know if we're going to have fall football, but I've heard a lot of rumblings about football in the spring. Have you guys talked about that, and have you prepared your players if spring football is to take place?
No, we haven't talked about it. Our main focus is playing in the fall, and our mindset is getting our players ready to play in the fall, our coaches, our mindset to get ready to coach in the fall, and that's all we're thinking. Until something other happens, then we'll get put on the back burner and do what we got to do. But right now, we're playing football in the fall.
Well, Darian, man, I know you're really busy, and it's always great to have different people join us on Big Fun Friday. And I definitely wanted to get you on because there's been so many things said about Phil that I said, well, let's go out and get someone who's been around him for a long period of time to give us the precise details on who this kid is. And I hope at some point that, you know, the Broncos do right by him because he's done right by them and just kind of give him his money. But hey, man, it's been a pleasure, talking to you. I watched you, growing up. Wasn't part of the 1990 Georgia Tech team, but I watched you guys play. I watched, watched Nebraska, and I knew that Tom Osborne had a lot to do with, Georgia Tech kind of sharing that title. But thank you, man. Right. I really appreciate you giving us some time tonight. And whenever the season comes back, good luck.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on, man. Hey, go Buffs.
Buffs, indeed. There we have him on the Fireball VIP line. Darian Hagan, CU legend. I cannot believe you brought up.
What do you mean, man? I just wanted to get.
So Darian, tell us, Bobby Ross, great coach or no?
What? No, I didn't ask him that. See?
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.